Earth and Sky.
The disappearance of the dinosaurs 65 million years ago might be partly explained by evidence of a giant meteorite that collided with Earth.
A lot of other extinctions, the causes of which have been pretty hard to pin down, we don't have as good a sort of smoking gun associated with them.
That's geologist Shannon Peters. He believes changes in sea level can also contribute to mass extinctions.
One of the cool things, I think, about sea level, that is, again, how much of the continent is flooded. One of the cool things about that is that it's both a symptom and a driver of a whole bunch of really interesting environmental changes.
For example, shallow seas once covered areas that are dry today. When a prehistoric sea drained, drastic environmental changes would have killed off masses of sea creatures. Land animals might have been affected too.
So there's a huge seaway that existed for millions of years during the time of the dinosaurs. That drained at about the same time that this impact happened and that the dinosaurs went extinct. And the fact that that ocean drained would have had pretty profound impacts on climate in the continent of North America.
The draining of this ancient North American sea, together with a meteor collision, might have pushed the dinosaurs to extinction. I'm Lindsay Patterson for Earth and Sky, a clear voice for science.
We're at earthsky.org.